Rabotai, just a few halachot, hadushim, that we came out in Siman Mem and Ilchot Tefillin. The three hadushim are all around one basic halacha that Maran talks about in halacha bet, where Maran writes, Bayit sheyesh bo tefillin, asur leshtamesh bo mitato ad sheyotzi'em, or sheyanichem bechli tokli. So Maran writes that if a person is in a room with his wife and there's going to be tashmish, so it's forbidden to have the tefillin in the same room, unless take it out of the room, put it in a separate domain, or the tefillin is placed in what the halakha calls kis betoch kis, a double wrap, a double kis, a double covering. Ramadan gives us one condition how the double covering works. Vehu she'en ha'sheni miyuhad lahem. One of the coverings cannot be designated as a normal covering for that tefillin. So, for example, you have the small kuracha that we put the tefillin in when we pack it away. So that would be considered kis ehad. But let's say the covering themselves that we put the box of the tefillin would not be considered a second covering because that is its kis. So therefore, even though you covered it in the box and you put it in the kuracha as the small one, that's considered one kis and you still would have to do something else. So the she'ela that we've always had throughout the years is what about the fact that we put it in the big kuracha? Now, one argument could say, well, we do it every day. That's where you put it. So that's its kis. And there's some poskim hold like that. However, there's another side of that equation that says that since it's not designated only for tefillin, we put our sidur in there, we put our talet in there. So it's, although we put the tefillin in there, but it's not exclusive. It's with other stuff. So the chida in Berkei Yosef, in Seif Katan Aleph, he brings from Mahari Tzemach, that brings in the name of the Rashba, which is the Rishon. And he writes, the Rashba is talking, Shehakis Hagadol Hanikra Kuracha, he actually refers to it as the Kuracha, Hamuchenet Lasim Betocha Hasidur Vatalit Vekisha Tefillin, exactly like we had. That puts everything in the big one, the Talet, the Kis, the Tefillin, Ena Kli Miyuchad the Tefillin. That's not considered designated for the tefillin. It's designated for other stuff as well. So he learns that to be exclusive. And therefore he says, and maybe that's why Rob Yisrael is lenient, why they don't cover their kuracha when they're in the room during tashmish, because they're relying that it's a kis betoch kis. And that's where Chaim David comes out in Halacha Berura. So a regular kuracha technically can be right on the table as long as it's in the small kuracha, and the small kuracha is in the big kuracha, that's kis betoch kis, you have no problem. That's hiddush number one. That's why I said it is a hiddush, but that's the number one. Number two, we always know that halacha says, same law, you can't have sefarim, sefre kodesh, in the same room of tashmish, unless you have, again, kis betoch kis, or you put it in a drawer, you put it in the closet, you put it somewhere else. Chaim David has a hiddush over here that says, that's only talking about books that are written on scroll, on parchment, ktav yad. However, books that are written today, that are just printed, where when you're printing it, there's no kavanot in the shem. You can't have kavanah when you write yud kevavka, when you're printing it, it's a machine. Therefore, he says this whole law, according to some poskim, doesn't apply bichlal. And he holds that even if you say that it does apply, some hold that by printed books, one kis is enough. And he says the book cover is considered a kis, since it covers the book on the side with the binding. So therefore he wants to say, lema'aseh, one can be lenient like a techila today, like a bit printed books, that he doesn't have to be concerned about the kis, betor kis. I'm reading him on page Resh Ayin Tet. He writes, I take that back, Resh Peh, avas sefre kodesh, or sidurim, shenidfesu bedfus or betzilum hashmali, electronically printed. Bizkimo bizmanenu. V'yesh lem kirichan, they have a binding with a cover. Me'ikar adin rashay l'shamesh mitato b'cheder sheyesh bo seferim elu. No problem to have tashmish in the room with these books. Tenu sarik l'chasotam. U'mikot sheken, k'shem k'shem atzvom b'zim, all the more so if he's covered during the tashmish under the covers. מכל מקום, טוב להחמיא לכסותם. אוקיי, מצד חומרה, טוב לכסותם, but again, מצד הדין, there is room to be lenient on that. Third חידוש is the mezuzah. Is an issue of having a exposed mezuzah in the same room as one's having tashmish. For example, what does it mean the same room? When you close the door, which side of the door is the mezuzah on? If it's on the outside of the door and you close the door, so therefore there's no problem. You're not in the same room. But sometimes when you close the door, it's on the inside, there's no door. So therefore, the mezuzah is in the same room as the person. So the halakha writes, if it's just a regular exposed mezuzah on the wall without a covering, without anything, it's asut to have a tashmish in such a situation. But the hidush of Hakam David over here is that he says, unless it is higher than 10 tefachim. 10 tefachim is nothing. It's 30 inches, 40 inches. How high is that? We're not midgets over here. Obviously, we're talking about over here, it's a normal doorpost. Normal doorpost of mezuzah is above 10 tefachim. So if that's the case, so therefore the mezuzah is considered in a separate domain. So he says, using that sevara plus one kis, you don't need two, which is the case. So therefore, most of the mezuzot today, we don't just put up, raw. We put it in a mezuzah case. So even though that case is its case, it's considered one. Plus the fact that it's higher than 10 tefachim, so therefore, we'd be lenient in that case as well. However, the only issue that we have sometimes is you have a clear case with the shim, shakai, showing. That's a problem. So it's easy, take a piece of tape and just cover the shim, shakai. Or get a case that doesn't have for the bedroom. It doesn't have a clear opening to the shakai. And you don't have a problem. Let me read it to you. It's on Ishpe Aleph. Cheder, shemezuzah kivu'a bepetcho. Afilu nimseta mezuzah befnim ha-cheder. It's on the inside. Mutal leshamesh po mitato. Why? Shalem mezuzah nimseta ma'ala ma'asalat tefachim min ha-karka. It's higher than 10. Ve'i kivu'a, and it's fixed to the house. וכל שכן שיש להקל, אם המזוזה מכוסה אפילו בכיסוי אחד. Which our mezuzot are usually מכוסה at least בכיסוי אחד. So therefore again, three חידושים להקל over here in this law. Number one, a kis בתוך kis in a small kuracha, and the big kuracha is considered kis בתוך kis. Number two, electronically printed books like we have today is not subject to the law of kis בתוך kis. Min ha-din, in this law of Tashmish, the Chatela can be lenient, the Tov Lachmir, if you want to cover them. And thirdly, mezuzah that's on a doorpost within the room above Tent of Bahim, one could be lenient, and certainly one could be lenient if it's covered with one kis as well.